live long and prosper. You know Star Trek, right? 1960s TV show. You know, it was bold. Inclusive. It celebrated equality. I wish I could say it was at a time before our country had ended racism, xenophobia, and fear-based politics. But it just was bold and inclusive and equality, celebrating in a different decade of what is continuing racism, xenophobia, and fear-based politics. Still a great show. It continues to be a favorite to millions, and the franchise continues to produce feature films, TV series, Star Trek Discovery. It's about to enter its third season. The new series Picard, based on Captain Picard from the Starship Enterprise from The Next Generation, debuts in January. And I just read Friday, maybe, that Star Trek, the new movie, the fourth movie in the series of the new movies that follow a different timeline. You don't need to remember all of this part, but like they came to a deal with all of the principal actors, and probably in 2022 or 2023, we'll see a new Star Trek movie. I care because I like Star Trek. Of course, one of the enduring and favorite characters in all of Star Trek is Spock. He's the one who introduced us to that beautiful salutation, live long and prosper. And I learned how to do this in the late 1960s because I wanted to be able to do that like Spock. I think I can do it with both hands too. So I can also do this one from Steve Martin, The Shark Bites, but I can't do it with this hand. Just how it works. Live long and prosper. He gave us that. That greeting carries a lot with it, actually. And in some ways, it's a shorter version of well wishes that are expressed at the beginning of this week's reading. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of the light. That's a greeting. Be made strong. Be prepared to endure everything with patience. Give thanks to God. Namaste. Similar. Live long and prosper. Similar. Wherever they're found, words like these offer encouragement for what is and what lies ahead. So what a great way to begin. These words of encouragement right from Paul, or another writer of Colossians. Reading continues, though, with more beautiful phrases of support and encouragement. He has rescued us from the power of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. God has rescued us, brought us to a new forgiven life in Christ. You got the Jesus stuff now. Be good. Don't go back to your old ways. Well, maybe that's kind of lectury. Jesus did say in another part of the Bible, go and sin no more, right? And we love to concentrate on that. Forgiveness of sins, but go and sin no more. The character of the things that Jesus said, though, and what Jesus did and how he lived wasn't about you better change to live according to the church rules. It was, you are valuable. You are precious. You matter. You can do this. You're awesome sauce. Just added a word to what Rick said. Yeah, and I did say awesome sauce. It's not a new word. It means very good, impressive, awesome, and it's real. It's slang, but it's real. It's been in the U.S. English vernacular since about 2005, maybe even before that. So you can use that in your daily speech. Awesome sauce. Congregation, you are awesome sauce. I love it. Don't go back to your old ways. Doesn't really provide anything positive to the person who's feeling exploited or overwhelmed. Got to remember that when we're offering encouragement. You can do this. Don't screw up.
Well,
you can do this. We can do this. We're on our way. Then there's the next words in the reading. They're a hymn. It's an ancient song that celebrates Jesus, the anointed one of God. The tune is lost in the translation. The tune is lost from this original hymn. The translation doesn't help from what would have been a singable song in Greek. But this is nevertheless a hymn that predates the writing of Colossians. But I reimagined the hymn to a familiar tune. The tune is the one from God of Grace and God of Glory. I love that tune. Ronda. Guide me now, O great Jehovah. Same tune. So this is reimagined Colossians 1, 15 to 20, the hymn part. The firstborn of all creation. A cappella. The firstborn of all creation, unseen God, we see in Christ. For in him all things were created, through and for him all is right. Holding all things all together, first of all and everything, first of all and everything. Now in Christ we see God's fullness, and in Christ we work for peace. Christ brings to us love and goodness, shall our praise for Christ increase. Holding all things all together, first of all and everything, first of all and everything. You can sing that if you want. We could sing that in church. Sing it anywhere you want. If you're going to sell it, let me know, because I wrote that. I mean, I didn't write that. The Bible wrote that. The Bible wrote that? Does that work? Anyway, I put it together, reimagined it. The hymn, originally, after a blessing and maybe, but hopefully not a lecture, celebrates the greatness of the Christ, the Anointed One. It celebrates the love that Jesus has for all. It celebrates reconciliation. It is a song written about Christ's greatness. On this Reign of Christ Sunday, it is okay for us to acknowledge and celebrate Christ's greatness. Jesus is awesome sauce. But it's written about Jesus, not by Jesus. The image of Jesus that comes from Jesus isn't, look how great I am. It's, you are precious. When Lazarus died, even though Jesus knew that resurrection was coming, Jesus wept because there was sadness and mourning. When the woman washed his feet with perfume and dried them with her hair, Jesus pushed back at the disdain from the disciples and acknowledged the gift she had given. When given the chance to give the tax collector what for, he instead went to his house and offered a meal, shared a meal. Jesus did not and does not go around saying, look how great I am. Jesus went around and goes around saying, look how precious you are. So it's good to sing praise. We're doing it this morning. It's good for us to celebrate who Christ is and what he has done. It's good for us to remember how awesome Jesus is. Because that's what Jesus thinks of you. Let's look at one another that way. We are awesome sauce together. Amen.